I heard that called the shafts of the buggy.
I've heard it called that.
Okay. Talking about a wagon wheel, the thing right at the middle of the wagon wheel is the hub of the wheel. And out from the hub you have, you know, the spokes. And the spokes fit into the wheel. Is it, what do you call the outside, the edge of the wagon wheel? It's the what? Sometimes made of metal?
I don't know.
Have you ever heard people call that just the rim of the wheel? Something like that?
I've probably heard it, but I don't know if I have or not.
Okay. The wagon wheel itself attaches and rotates on the what of the wagon? Have any idea?
No.
The axle?
I've heard it.
You've heard of the axle. Okay. And one more thing about, well, a couple more things about wagon. You know, the spokes fit into the edge of, you said, well, I said the rim of the wheel. And usually the rim of the wheel is in sections. Have you ever heard the word felly associated with wagon wheel? Okay, as far as meaning a section of the wheel? Okay. Do you have any idea, do you know what the traces of a wagon are? Well, they're the things that attach to the horse, and it attaches to the horse to the wagon itself, and there's a little horizontal piece that those traces attach to. Do you have any idea what that's called?
I don't know anything about wagons. Horses and wagons.
Okay. All right. Well, that thing is called a single tree. Have you ever heard that word before?
No.
Okay. If you hadn't heard single tree, you probably hadn't heard double tree either.
No.
Okay. All right. Let's say a fella, had a wagon, and he put a load of wood in his wagon, and he went on down the road somewhere and unloaded it, and then came back, got some more, went on down the road and unloaded it. And he just did this all day. You'd say he was doing what all day?
He was
loading up his wagon with wood, and he'd take it on down the road, and he'd unload it, and then he'd come back and get some more, take it down there and unload it. And if he was doing this all day, you'd say that man was doing what?
Reloading.
Okay. Have you ever heard people say that man's busy hauling wood or something like that to describe that? Okay. What about, the word drag. You say you drag something today, but yesterday you... Same word. You have many times before.
Drug.
Okay. What would a farmer use to break up ground before he plants something?
Plow. Tractor.
Do you know anything about different types of plows?
No.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a harrow?
No.
Haven't heard of a harrow. Or maybe that's kind of a plow that breaks up the ground even finer. Okay, you don't know anything about that. Okay.
No.
All right. What about these things? You said your husband, or who was a carpenter in your family?
My father.
Your father's a carpenter. Well, he probably uses these things. They're kind of wooden frames or supports. The sides of them are shaped kind of like a letter A. And a lot of you could take two of them and lay boards across them and make a temporary table, like if you're having a picnic or something like that.
Horses.
Huh? Do people ever call those sawhorses?
Yes.
Uh-huh. This is something else that's similar to a sawhorse, except the legs have it extend on up, so you've got something that's shaped like the letter X. And sometimes old farmers lay logs across these things, you know, right in the middle, and so they could sew off the log. Have you ever heard those call anything in particular?
Huh?
Have you ever heard of a sawbuck? Haven't heard of that. Okay.
No.
Okay. Well, when you get up in the morning, you go in the bathroom and you might, you know, do something with your hair. You might use a comb and a what else?
Brush.
A brush. And you say you're going to your hair. You use the brush to